Good morning. Good morning. And this morning that both Julia and myself will operate in uncomfortable positions. Then we both not in our most comfortable language situations. Julia never translate for me this way.
So we need
God's mercy and help to this morning.
And
this morning I'd like to turn your attention to the book of Hebrew.
And
I was very impressed by this book of Hebrew. And you will know why when we start reading it. Let's turn to book of Hebrew chapter 3.
翻到希伯来书第三章,
and verse 1.
第一节,
book of Hebrew chapter 3 verse 1.
希伯来书第三章第一节,
therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confessions.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊, 你们应当思想我们所认为使者, 为大祭司的耶稣。
Brother and sister, when you read this, can you touch the spirit behind this verse?
弟兄姊妹,当你们念这一节的时候,你们可以摸着背后的圣灵。
When you hear, therefore, holy brethren,
当你听到说,同盟天召的圣洁弟兄,
it said, touch your heart.
有没有摸着你的心?
Are you a holy brother?
你是不是一个圣洁的弟兄?
Are we partaker of a heavenly calling?
我们是不是都同盟天召?
If you are, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession.
如果你们是的话, 你们应当思想我们所认为使者, 为大祭司的耶稣。
Chapter 10.
第十章,
verse 19.
第十九节,
and to 25.
第十九到二十五节,
again, start with the word therefore.
也是开始是
therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God.
弟兄们,我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所, 是接着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路,从幔子经过, 这幔子就是他的身体, 又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure waters.
并我们天中天良的亏欠已经洒去, 身体用清水洗净了, 就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望, 不自动摇, 因为那应许我们的是信实的。
And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
又要彼此相顾, 激发爱心, 劝勉行善, 你们不可停止聚会, 好像那些停止惯了的人, 倒要彼此劝勉, 既知道那日子临近, 就更当如此。
The day drawing near is my topic this morning.
我今早的题目就是那日子临近了。
Let's turn to again chapter 3.
我们再翻到希伯来书第三章。
We will read verse 13.
第十三节。
Hebrew chapter 3 verse 13.
希伯来书第三章第十三节。
But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning we can still gather together in your presence.
天父啊，我们围着今早的机会再次在你同在里面聚集，感谢你。
We thank you that we still have day called today. We can still come to fellowship together.
我们感谢你，还是趁着还有今日，我们可以一起交通。
We pray the Holy Spirit will encourage, will open our heart for this fellowship.
我们祈求圣灵把我们的心门打开，听到这个交通。
And we receive your word with gladness in our heart.
可以满心欢喜接受你的话语。
Help us to really enter into your words.
帮我们可以帮助我们进入你的话语里面。
And encourage us as we hear your words.
勉励我们，当我们听见你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. The topic of this morning is the day drawing near.
我今早的题目就是那日子临近了。
And that is the background and the context that Hebrew was written.
这希伯来书的背景就是如此。
Now when you read the book of Hebrew, you will notice that this book is full of exhortations.And encouragement.
当你念这本希伯来书的时候，你就发现书里满有劝勉跟勉励。
And there's no other book have the similar verses.
没有其他的书含着类似的金句。
And why the Lord gave the sister and sister with this book?
为什么主把这本书给那里的弟兄姊妹呢？
It is because the days was drawing near during those times.
因为在那个时候，那日子临近了。
And not too long after they received these words.
那些弟兄姊妹接受到这些话语之后，不多时日。
And a great shaking occurred during the time.
一个巨大的震动就发生了。
And it's just like the book was saying.
就正如那这本书所讲的。
Everything that can be shaken was shaken.
一切能被震动的都已被震动。
That's the reason for this book.
这就是希伯来书的原因。
That is the reason for this encouragement.
这就是为什么神有这样的勉励。
To prepare the brother and sister at that time for the coming shaking.
他就是要为了将来的震动预备弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister, this book.Is very relevant today.
弟兄姊妹，这本书对我们也有切身的关系。
Today, there will be a shaking coming soon.
我们今天就将有震动。
And the things that we relied upon will be shaken.
我们所依赖的东西都会被震动。
Just like the Jews at the time.
就像当时的犹太人。
To those Jewish brothers at the time.
对当时的犹太弟兄姊妹来讲
，There were things they hold on to.
有些事情他们是抓紧的。
They hold on to prophets.
他们抓紧那些利润。
先知。And angels.
他们抓紧天使。
Moses.
他们抓紧摩西。
Laws and sacrifice and temples.
他们抓紧律法、祭物、圣所。
These are the things those Jewish brother they held on to.
这些都是这些犹太弟兄姊妹抓紧不放的东西。
Even these are the shadows.
可是这些不过是影儿。
And the good things has come.
可是美事已经来到了。
But they have a hard time to move away from the shadows.
可是他们不能放下这些影儿。
Brother and sister, if we hold on to a shadow, our whole life will become a shadow.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们只是抓紧这个影儿的话，我们整个生命就会变成影儿。
Then the great shaking came.
然后一个极大的震动就发生了。
And all the shadow will be removed.
所有的影儿都会被挪去。
The only one thing they can hold on to.
只有一样事情他们可以抓紧的。
Is the Lord Jesus.
那就是主耶稣。
And it is the same today.
它是今日都是一样的。
The day that we live in is similar to the day at that time.
我们今天的处境也跟当时的处境有点类似。
And there will be a shaking coming.
一个震动也会将来。
Actually, the shaking already started.
其实这个震动已经开始了。
Don't you realize that many things that we rely upon are start shaking?
你没有意识到很多我们一直依赖的东西都开始被震动。
You know, like the financial system.
就像金融系统。
Our social system.
就像我们的社会系统。
Our economical system.
就像我们的经济体系。
Our environment.
就像我们的环境。
Our political system.
或者我们的政治系统。
You can have one place that has the fires for months.
有一些地方火烧几个月不停。
Like Texas.
就像德州一样。
Then you have a few states have flood.
再过了几个州呢，又有洪水泛滥。
More than 100-year floods.
这些洪水是一百年都不会来一次的。
Things are shaking right now.
很多事情都在被震动。
So at this time, we need to know the differences between things that can be shaken.
所以我们在这个时候，我们要必须要知道什么东西是可以被震动的。
From those things cannot be shaken.
跟什么东西是不能被震动
的。Are we still lay hold of those things that can be shaken today?
我们今天得着的是不是可以被震动的东西？
是不是抓住？
是不是抓住可以被震动的东西
？All the more we see the day drawing near.
当我们看到日子临近的时候
，Then how will God keep His people from being shaken away？
那神怎么样保护他的子民不被震动呢
？And during these days, it's very easy to be discouraged.
在这些时日，我们很容易灰心。
And how can we be encouraged？
我们怎么样可以得到勉励呢
？That's why the book is full of its exhortation and encouragement.
所以这本希伯来书满有劝勉跟勉励。
How do we prepare for the shaking?
我们怎么样围着这个震动而做出准备呢
？And the word of God points us to one thing.
神的话语向我们指示。
And God's word said to consider Jesus.
主的话语告诉我们说，我们要思想我们所认为的耶稣。
Consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confessions.
思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Why does God want us to consider Jesus at this time?
为什么神要我们思想在这个时候思想耶稣呢
？How can we stand firm during this great shaking?
我们在这个大的震动当中，怎么样可以站立的稳
？How can we hold on to the kingdom that cannot be shaken？
我们怎么样可以抓紧这个不可被震动的国呢
？Are we going to drift away？
我们会不会因为这样随流失去
？Or are we going to stand firm？
还是我们可以站立的稳
？And how do we do that？
我们怎么样如此行呢
？Oftentimes when we deal with difficulties，
很多时候我们面对困难的时候
，we think about。Our ability.
我们就想到自己的能力。
We think about where I can stand firm.
我们就想想我们能不能站立的稳。
We would worry about whether I would be drifted away.
我们就想想我们自己会被随流失去而忧虑。
When brothers and sisters, the issue is not about who you are.
弟兄姊妹，这个关键不在于你是谁。
The problem, the issue is not your conditions.
这个问题跟这个关键不在于你的处境。
And the issue is about who he is.
这个关键是他是谁。
It is all about who he is.
一切的关键都是在乎他是谁。
Satan wants us to look at who we are.
撒旦要我们看我们是谁。
The more you look at who you are, the more weak you are.
你越看你是谁，你就越来越软弱。
So the Lord wants us to consider Jesus.
所以主要我们思想耶稣。
To consider who He is.
思想他是谁。
Only when we consider who He is.
当我们思想他是谁的时候。
We can stand firm in this great shaking.
我们才可以在这个震动当中站立的稳。
The Hebrew writer introduced us in this way.
希伯来书的作者这样跟我们做介绍。
He said, consider the veil.
思想这个幔子。
And this new and living way.
这个又新又活的路。
If you knew the Bible,
如果你认识圣经的话，
you knew the tabernacle has this very simple structures.
你知道这个圣所有一个很简单的结构。
The tabernacle has an outer court.
这个圣所有一个外院。
And in this outer court, in the center of our court, has a holy place.
那在这个外院的中心所在就是这个圣所。
And in this holy place, it was divided into two parts.
在这个圣所里面是一分两半。
There's one part called holy place.
其中一半是圣所。
And the other part called holy of holy.
另外那一部分叫做至圣所。
And between these two sections, there was a veil.
这两个部分当中是有一个幔子。
And this veil separates the holy of holy from the holy place.
这个幔子把圣所跟至圣所分开。
And only the veil can see both sides.
只有这个幔子可以看到两部分。
No one is allowed to enter into the holy of holy.
没有一个人可以进入这个至圣所。
Only the priest can go to the holy place.
只有祭司能进圣所。
And only the high priest can go into the holy of holy.
而大祭司呢才能进入至圣所。
And the high priest can only go into the holy of holy once every year.
然后这个大祭司只是每年一次可以进入至圣所。
And the high priest went in with trembling and fears.
这个大祭司进去的时候满有战惊恐惧。
He brought with him the blood of the lamb.
他是带着羔羊的血进去。
He has no idea whether he could come out or not.
他不知道他自己能不能从至圣所出来。
If by the grace of God, then the high priest will come out.
如果借着神的恩典，他可以从至圣所出来的话。
If something is not right,
如果有些事情是不对的话
，the high priest will be dead.
那个大祭司就会在至圣所里倒地。
Because no one can be in the presence of the Lord.
因为没有人能在我们主的同在之中。
And that is the veil. The only the veil can see the holy of holy.
所以只有那个幔子能看到至圣所。
And only the veil can see the holy place at the same time.
然后这个幔子同时也可以看到圣所。
And this veil is our Lord Jesus.
这个幔子就是我们的主耶稣。
Only Jesus can fellowship communion with the Father.
我们只有我们主耶稣可以跟神相交。
And Jesus can also fellowship communion with us.
主耶稣也可以跟我们有交通。
And that's not the purpose of God.
那就是神的那不是神的目的。
God wants all of us to go into the Holy of Holy.
神需要我们每一个人都进入至圣所。
But it's not possible.
可是那是不可能的事情。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus had to go to the cross.
所以我们的主耶稣基督必须要上十字架。
Well, our Lord Jesus was on the cross.
当我们主耶稣在十字架上。
He thirsted. He asked for a sour wine.
他口渴了，就叫要求醋喝。
When the Lord tasted the sour wine.
当他尝过醋之后，
then he said, "It is finished."
他就说成了。
Then he gave his spirit.
然后他把他的灵魂交付给父。
At that same moment.
就在那一刹那。
And the veil in the tabernacle was rent into two from the top to the bottom.
就在那时刻，圣所的幔子从上到下列为两份。
It's not by the hands of human being.
那不是人手所撕裂的。
It ran from the very top.
因为它是从上到下撕裂的。
To the very bottom.
到下。
It is the hands of God.
那是神手所做成的。
The Lord rent that veil into two.
主耶稣把那个幔子分裂成两份。
So the way to the Holy of Holy is open.
所以这个进入至圣所的道路就被显明了。
And he become the new and living way.
那 他自己就变成那条又新又活的路。
And this is so important for us.
这对我们是何其的重要。
If we want to stand firm in the days of shaking,
如果我们在大震动当中要站立的稳。
It is not enough if we only know about outer court.
我们如果只有对外院有认识是不足够的。
It is not enough if we only know about the holy place.
如果我们只知道有圣所也是不足够的。
We must know the life in the Holy of Holies.
我们必须要知道幔内至圣所的生活。
Because the outer court will be shaken away.
因为外院是会被震动走的。
And the holy place will be removed also.
而至圣所也会被挪去。
What do you do if you only know the life in the outer court?
如果你知道外，你只知道外院的生活，你怎么办呢？
And the outer court is shaken away.
然后外院就被震动挪走了。
So what will you do?
那你会怎么做呢？
What do you do if you only know about the holy place?
那如果你只知道圣所的生活，
And this holy is the holy place is shaken away.
然后这个圣所又被震动挪走。
What will you do?
你会怎么办呢？
If there is no Friday night Bible study anymore,
如果没有礼拜五的查经聚会，
there's no Wednesday night prayer meeting anymore,
也没有礼拜三的祷告聚会，
there will be no table meeting on Sunday,
礼拜天也没有再有波饼聚会，
there's no message time,
没有信息聚会，
there's no other fellowship,
没有任何的交通，
you cannot even serve,
你还不能，你甚至不能服侍，
what do you do?
那你怎么办呢？
How do you stand firm?
你怎么样可以站立得稳？
Are you still be there for the Lord?
你还会为耶稣而活吗？
And that is the issue.
这就是关键所在。
We need to know the Holy of Holies.
我们必须要知道至圣所的生活。
Because the Holy of Holies will never be shaken away.
因为至圣所是不会被震动挪去的。
The life within the veil will not be changed.
在幔内的生活是不会被改变的。
And that is why the Hebrew writer encouraged the saints to understand to live this life within the veil.
所以这就是为什么希伯来书的作者勉励这些读者来可以进入幔内。
If you truly see that the veil has been rented and become a new and living way.
如果你这真的可以看见说这个幔子被撕开成为那又新又活的道路。
And you do see that our Jesus is apostle and high priest of our confessions.
你也可以真的看到耶稣就是使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Then you are the partaker of this heavenly calling.
那你就是同蒙天召的了。
And the writer went on to give three exhortations.
这个希伯来书的作者继续给三个不同的劝勉。
And three encouragements for all of us.
三个不同的勉励。
The first encouragement is an exhortation of faith.
第一个劝勉跟勉励就是关乎信心的问题。
And the second exhortation is an exhortation of hope.
第二个劝勉就是关于希望、指望的问题。
And the third exhortation is an exhortation of love.
第三个劝勉就是关乎爱心的问题。
And you start each exhortation with the word, let us.
他每一次的劝勉他都说让我们这样做。
Let's look at the first exhortation.
我们彼此看这个第一个劝勉。
Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith.
当存着诚心和充足的信心。
Brothers and sisters, our enemy...has two weapons.
弟兄姊妹，我们的敌人有两个武器。
To prevent us from coming to the Holy of Holies.
让我们不能进入至圣所。
The first weapon is guilty conscience.
第一个武器就是天良，心中天良的缺欠。
And the second is unclean bodies.
第二个武器就是不洁的身体。
We want to come into the Holy of Holies.
我们当然希望进入至圣所。
But our enemy will point to our guilty conscience.
可是仇敌呢就会指出我们心中天良的亏欠。
And point us to our unclean bodies.
然后仇敌也会指出我们身体的污秽。
And he accuses us, say, how can you go into the Holy of Holies with that guilty conscience?
然后仇敌就控告我们说，你怎么能可以凭着这个心中天良的亏欠进入至圣所呢？
When we were accused by enemy and our heart is weakened.
当我们被受到敌人的控告的时候，我们的心就软下来。
So we do not have assurance whether we can go in or not.
所以我们就没有这个把握，是不是可以真的进入至圣所。
Maybe we'll stay in out of court.
那我们就在外院待好。
Because we are so unworthy.
因为我们这样如此的不配。
We look at our body as unclean.
我们看到我们的身体是不洁净。
And this unclean body, how can this unclean body enter into holy even holy place?
这个身体如此不洁净，怎么样可以进入至圣所呢？
If we are already in holy place,
如果我们已经在圣所里，
we want to go into the holy of holy.
我们当然想进入至圣所。
Enemy say, look at your guilty conscience.
仇敌就说，你看你心中天良的亏欠。
Your conscience is not clear.
你有天良的亏欠。
You're holding something against someone else.
你对其他人有抱着一些怨恨。
Your conscience is not clean.
所以你有天良的亏欠。
How can you go into the holy of holies?
你怎么可以进入至圣所？
And our heart is weakened.
所以你的心就软弱下来。
We say, oh, maybe we'll wait for a little while.
所以我们就想说，我们就再等一等吧。
Until my conscience become clean.
等到我天良的亏欠被洒去。
Maybe I'll stay in the holy place for a little while.
那我就在圣所里面再待一下。
Even in our mind, we knew we can go in.
就是在我们脑筋里面，我们想，我们也是可以进去的。
But whenever we want to go, and the accusation will come.
当我们想进去的时候，撒旦就指控我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is one of the key reasons some of us cannot praise the Lord in the table meeting.
弟兄姊妹，这就是很多时候我们在锅饼聚会里面，有些弟兄姊妹不能开口赞美神的原因。
And we want to praise the Lord, and enemy say, "No, look at your guilty conscience."
想赞美神的时候，敌人就说：“你看你们心中天良的亏欠。”
Look at your unclean bodies.
你看看你身体如此不洁。
How can people like you and praise God in the congregations?
像你这样的人，怎么样可以在圣会里面赞美神呢？
Therefore, we stand outside.
所以我们就站在外面。
We're afraid to come in.
我们很害怕进入。
We're afraid of the accusations.
我们很害怕被指控。
What do we do?
那我们怎么办呢？
We need to draw near to the high priest.
我们需要靠近我们的大祭司。
There is a high priest.
我们是有一个大祭司。
The high priest is there to help us.
那大祭司是在那里为了帮助我们。
The high priest can sympathize our weakness.
我们的大祭司体恤我们的软弱。
More importantly, he's not ashamed of us.
更重要的是，他不以为我们为耻。
Even we are ashamed of ourselves.
虽然我们为自己以自己为耻
，But our high priest was not ashamed of us.
可是我们的大祭司不以我们为耻。
He called us brothers.
他称我们为弟兄。
Why is not ashamed of us?
为什么他不以我们为耻呢
？Because he has been tempted in all things.
因为他曾凡事受过试探。
As we are.
与我们一样。
Yet without sin.
我们。只是他没有犯罪。
We are all tempted in many different ways.
我们都在不同的方面受试探。
No one understands the temptation that our individual encounters.
没有一个人能完全了解我们各自面对的试探。
Therefore, no one can sympathize us.
所以没有人可以体恤我们的。
But our high priest has been tempted in all things.
可是我们的大祭司曾凡事受过试探。
And yet he overcome those temptations.
可是他胜过一切的试探。
Therefore, he not only able to sympathize with us, he will be able to help us to overcome all of our temptations.
所以他不但能体恤我们，而且他还可以使我们得胜过这些一切的试探。
As a result, he's merciful, then he's faithful.
所以他是这个忠信慈悲。
Therefore, if we draw near to our high priest,
如果我们靠近我们的大祭司
we must draw near with a full assurance of faith.
我们就当存着诚心。
So what is that faith we have to have?
那是什么样的充足的信心跟诚心呢？
That faith is to believe the power of blood of Jesus.
这个信心就是完全相信耶稣血的功效。
We have to have that faith. We must believe that the power of the blood of our Jesus.
如果我们要有这个信心，我们必须要完全相信他宝血的功效。
No power of darkness can ever stand the force of blood sacrifice.
没有任何的黑暗权势可以抵挡这个宝血救赎的功效。
All the Satan will bring all kinds of accusations.
撒旦会当然会对我们做出各样的控告。
And we just have to let the Satan know where I stand.
我们只要让撒旦知道我们所站的地位。
We need to let the Satan know I'm standing under the blood of our Lord Jesus.
我们要让撒旦知道我们是站在主耶稣宝血之下的。
And there was no condemnation there.
所以我们不再被神定罪。
This is the faith that we have to have.
这是我们必须要有的信心。
We will bring this faith and draw near to high priest.
我们就拿着这个充足的信心来到大祭司面前。
And he is able.
然后他是能做成一切的。
And he will save us forever.
然后他会永远救赎我们。
He will save those who draw near to him.
他会救赎那些一切就近他的人。
And he always.Intercede for us.
他不断地为我们代求。
Even today, as we are not near him.
就是今天我们没有就近他。
Maybe today you are in the outer court.
可能今天你在外院。
Maybe today you are in the holy place.
可能今天你只在圣所。
You are concerned with your guilty conscience still.
你为你天良的亏欠而感到忧。
And the high priest is praying for you.
可是那个大祭司在为你祷告。
The high priest is interceding for you.
在这个大祭司是为你代求。
He's praying, now come in, to come in.
这个大祭司在向你代求说，快来，快来。
He saw you in outer court.
他已经在外院看到你了。
He saw you in the holy place.
他已经在你这个圣所看到你了。
He saw your conditions.
他看到你的处境。
He saw your hesitations.
他看到你的犹豫不决。
But if you just draw near to him.
可是如果你就近他的话
，with the full assurance of faith，
有充足的信心
，believe in the power of blood of Jesus，
相信主耶稣宝血完全的功效。
The high priest will apply the blood of the lamb in our conscience。
这个大祭司就把羔羊的宝血遮盖你
，and our conscience will be clean。
然后你的天良的亏欠就被洒去。
The high priest will apply the pure waters。
大祭司也会把这个清洁的水
and wash our bodies
把你用身体用清水
our body will be clean
所以你的身体就洁净了
then the high priest will take us into the holy place
然后大祭司就会把你带进至圣
or take us into the holy of holies
他把你带进至圣所
take us to in front of mercy seat
带到他施恩宝座的面前
the throne of grace
就是他宝座面前
so that we can receive mercy
你可以得连续
we'll find grace
蒙恩惠
in time of our needs
做随时的帮助
the issue is not whether or not you and I are clean
问题不在于你跟我是不是洁净
the issue is whether or not we have faith and draw near to the high priest
问题是在于我们有没有充足的信心来到这个大祭司面前。
As long as you and I have that faith,
如果你跟我有这个信心的话
，not faith about our ability,
不是对我们自己的能力有没有信心
，the faith about the power of the blood of lamb,
是对神的宝血的功效有信心。
Then you draw near to high priest,
然后你就来到这个大祭司。
It doesn't matter how guilty you are,
不在乎你有多的多么的心中。
It does not matter how dirty your body is,
也不在乎你身体多么的污秽。
The high priest will sprinkle your conscience clean,
大祭司会把你天中天良的亏欠。
Will wash your body clean.
要把你的身体用清水洗净。
So you will have a clean hands and a pure heart.
你会有清洁的手，清洁的心。
And you go straight into the holy of holies.
然后你就直接进入至圣所。
In front of the throne of grace.
就在神施恩宝座面前。
To receive grace and mercy.
得连续蒙恩惠。
This is the exhortation of faith.
这就是关于信心方面的劝勉。
This is what it takes to stand firm during the great shaking.
这就是在大震动当中，我们如何可以站立得稳的原因。
This is how we can not drift away.
这就是如此，我们可以不随流失去。
But through our high priest going into the holy holy every single day.
借着我们的大祭司直接进入至圣所，每一天这样做。
Get our conscience sprinkled every day. Have our body washed every single day.
让他, 用清水把我们身体洗净。
In front of the throne of grace every single day.
我们每天都面对施恩的宝座。
To receive the grace and mercy.
得连续蒙恩惠。
We will stand firm during the shaking.
所以在大震动当中，我们才能站立的稳。
This is the exhortation of faith.
这就是关于信心的劝勉。
The second exhortation is exhortation of hope.
第二个劝勉是关于希望、指望的问题。
Again, it starts with let us.
也是我们既然。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering.
我们要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇。
We have a hope.
我们有一个指望。
And there's a picture in this phrase.
我们可以想象一个图画。
And you can imagine there is a boat on the stormy sea.
你可以想象这个大海风浪波腾，有一条船。
And this boat has an anchor.
这个船有一个锚。
As long as there is that anchor, then the boat will not be wavered off too much.
这个船如果它有这个锚的话，它就不会太动摇。
And this hope.Is the anchor of our soul.
这个指望就是我们灵魂的锚。
The bow is like our soul.
这个指望就像我们的灵魂。
And the hope is the anchor.
这个指望就像这个锚一样。
And we need an anchor of our soul.
我们需要一个灵魂的锚。
Otherwise, we will drift away.
要不然我们就会随流失去。
This great shaking is like a stormy sea.
这个大震动就像这个大海翻腾。
And you and I are like a boat on the stormy sea.
你我就像这个海里的一条船。
How can we not drift away?
我们怎么样可以不随流失去？
We need a hope like an anchor of our soul.
我们需要有一个指望，就像灵魂的锚。
And this hope is secure and steadfast.
这个指望又坚固又牢靠。
And this hope enter into the veil.
且通入幔内。
We know what this hope is now.
我们就知道这指望是什么了，是不是
？This hope is our high priest.
这个指望就是我们的大祭司。
Lord Jesus is our hope.
我们的主耶稣基督就是我们的指望。
Is the Lord Jesus your anchor, the anchor of your soul?
主耶稣基督是不是就是你的灵魂的锚呢？
What is anchor of our soul?
我们灵魂的锚是什么呢？
Is it our job?
是不是我们的工作？
Some of us think that as long as I got my job.
有些人想说，只要我保有这个工作。
It doesn't matter what the economic situation is.
不管这个大经济气候怎么样。
As long as I have my job.
只要我有我的工作。
So my job is the anchor of my soul.
所以这工作呢，就变成你灵魂的锚。
Is that job our soul?Anchor.
你这个工作是不是就是你的锚呢？
Someone think that my bank account is my anchor.
有些人说我银行户口就是我这个锚。
As long as I have that bank account, there is enough balance, then I'm okay.
只要我银行户口的数目是够大的话呢，我就过得去了。
Is the bank account the anchor of your soul?
所以这个灵魂银行账户是不是就是你灵魂的锚呢？
Maybe your anchor is your 401k.
或者你的锚呢，就是你这个退休金基金。
And you look at your 401k, if it's going up, then you have anchors.
当你这个退休基金这个数目上涨的时候呢，你就有这个锚了。
If you're going down, you have less of an anchor anymore.
那如果你的基金数目下降的时候呢，你这个锚就不大稳了。
What is your anchor?
到底你的锚是什么？
What is our anchor of our life?
你生命的锚是什么？
We have to know that.
我们必须要知道这件事情。
In order to prepare us for this great shaking.
然后才可以为了这个大震动做准备。
What are we holding fast now?
我们是抓紧什么东西？
Things that can be shaken cannot be your anchor.
能被震动的事情是不能成为你的锚。
Our life, our hope must go beyond this life.
我们的指望必须要超过今生。
And Corinthians told us that if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
哥林多前书说到说，如果我们只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜了。
This is reality.
这就是实际。
Our hope must go beyond this life.
我们的指望必须要超过今生。
If our hope do not go beyond this life,
如果我们的指望不是超过今生
，we are pitied more than all men.
就算比众人都可怜，更可怜。
So look at this cloud of witness in chapter 12.
你看看第十二章讲到的许多的见证。
Think about those people.
你想想那些人。
Think about Abel.
想想该隐。
Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Joseph, Moses, Rahab.
约瑟、摩西、拉结。
What is their anchor?
他们的锚是什么？
What was their hope?
他们的指望是什么？
Their hope is nothing in their life.
他们不在他们的生活上有什么指望？
They were looking for a better country.
他们看到更美的家乡。
Not earthly country, a heavenly country.
不是在地上的家乡，是在天上的家乡。
Then their hope is something beyond their life.
他们的指望是超乎他们的生命的。
For this very reason, they were aliens and strangers while on this earth.
所以他们在这个世上是过着外人跟客旅的生活。
Are you an alien and stranger on this earth?
你在这个世界上是不是外人，是不是客旅？
Depend on your hope.
要看看你的指望是什么。
Your hope is in this life. You are not aliens and you are not strangers.
如果你的指望是在今生的话，你就不是外人，也不是客旅。
You are permanent residents.
你在这里是永久居民。
On the other hand, if your hope is on the beyond this life,
如果你的指望是超乎今生的
，then you become a stranger and an alien.
那你就是外人，是客旅了。
We must have eternity.When we think about our hope,
当我们必须要有永恒放在我们的指望里面。
This earth is not our home.
这块土地并不是我们的家。
And the grave is not our goal.
坟墓也不是我们的终结。
Today we are in a race.
我们今天是在一个竞赛当中。
Our goal is to gain an eternal crown.
我们是要得着那永恒的冠冕。
Therefore, we have to lay aside every weight.
所以我们必须要把任何缠累我们的东西重担放下。
And the sin which so easily entangles us.
并且脱下容易缠累我们的罪。
And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
If you do have that hope that go beyond this life.
如果你有那超乎今生的指望的话。
Then you have to lay aside every weight.
那你就必须要放下各样的重担。
Do we have extra weight?
我们有没有重担？
How do we know we have weights?
我们怎么知道我们有担子？
Brothers and sisters, if something consumes too much of your time, it is a weight.
弟兄姊妹，如果有些东西是消耗你太多的时间，那就是一个担子。
Think about the things that consume a lot of our time.
你想想这些很多消耗你很多时间的事情。
They are not profitable in God's sight.
那个在神的眼中毫无用处。
And that is a weight.
那就是一个担子。
We need to lay aside every weight.
我们需要放下各样的重担。
We are easily to be entangled.
我们很容易被缠累。
By very small things.
被很小的事情也。
Sometimes just by a word of our spouse.
很多时候我们配偶说一句话就我们就受缠累。
By a feeling expressed to us.
有的时候有些人说一些他们心中的感觉我们就被缠累。
By a differing viewpoint.
或者有些人跟我们有不同的想法我们也被缠累。
By an attitude of others.
有些人有跟我们不同的态度我们也有容易被缠累。
Even indifference from others.
有些人对我们漠不关心我们也会被缠累。
Being overlooked by someone else.
如果我们被其他人忽视的话，我们也会被缠累。
These things all entangle us.
这些事情都缠累我们。
We cannot run that way.
我们不可以如此奔跑。
We need to lay aside those things.
我们必须要放下那些重担。
Remove those things that entangle us.
把脱去那些容易缠累我们的罪。
So we can run the race.
让我们可以奔跑。
How can we hold fast?
那我们怎么可以抓紧呢?
Thank God for who He promised is faithful.
那给我们指望的是信实的。
The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it.
那招你的人是信实的，他必成就这事。
You think about the boat again.
你再想想这条船。
Is really the boat hold fast the anchor?
是这个船坚守这个锚吗?
Is really the boat try very hard to hold on to the anchor?
是这个船极力在坚守这个锚吗?
No, it's the other way around. It's the anchor that hold fast the boat.
完全不是的，是这个锚坚守这条船。
So He will do it.
他必成就这。
The anchor of our soul will do it.
我们灵魂的锚必定成就这。
We hold fast to the anchor.
我们坚守这个锚。
In truth, our anchor is holding us.
其实实际上来说，是这个锚来坚守我们。
There's a great differences between Old Testament and New Testament.
这在旧约跟新约当中有很大的分别。
You read the Old Testament.
你念旧约的时候。
You read the Ten Commandments.
你念十诫。
And it said, "Thou shalt."
他说你当如此行。
Thou shalt.
你当这样做。
It's all thou shalt.
一切都是你要这样做，你不要这样做。
Then you look at Old Testament.
这就是旧约。
If you look at the New Testament.
如果你看新约。
It's no longer thou shalt.
再也不是你要这样做，你要那样做。
It is I will.
新约是说我要成就这。
You look at Jeremiah about the New Testament. It's all about I will.
你如果看希伯来书、耶利米书。
So this is great differences between Old and New Testament.
这就是新约跟旧约极大的分别。
It's no longer thou shalt.
再也不是你当怎么样行。
It is I will.
而是我会成就这事。
It is He will.
是他会成就这事。
He will do it.
他会成就这事。
For He promised, He who promised is faithful.
因为他那做应许的人是信实的。
The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it.
呼召你的是信实的，他会成就这事。
Even if we are faithless, and He remains faithful.
纵然我们是无信的，他还是信实的。
For He cannot deny Himself.
因为他不可能否然而废乎自己。
This is the exaltation of hope.
这就是关于指望的劝勉。
We have anchored.
我们有这个锚,
when we do have this anchor, we will not be wavering.
如果我们有这个锚的话, 我们就不致动摇。
He is faithful and He will do it.
他是有信实的, 他会成就这事。
Let's move to the final exhortation.
我们再看最后那个劝勉。
It's exhortation of love.
就是关乎爱心的劝勉。
Again, start with let us.
也是说我们既然怎么样。
Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，劝勉行善。
And the word stimulate one another to love.
这句话讲到激发爱心。
This is a very strong word.
这是一个很强烈的用词。
Much stronger than stimulate.
这个比激发更强烈。
And a translation called provoke.
另外一个翻译的词语就是说主动或者惹。
Provoke someone to love.
你主动一个人去用爱心。
It's hard to understand. How do we provoke someone to love?
那时候我们怎么样可以惹或者主动一个人发出爱心呢?
The closest thing I can find in the Bible is in a proverb.
让我可以想到最捷径的就是箴言里面所讲的。
Proverb said iron will sharpen another iron.
箴言讲到说铁磨铁。
You want to sharpen the iron. How do you sharpen the irons?
你怎么样磨铁呢?
You take two irons and you press them against one another.
你就用两块铁彼此相磨。
And that you sharpen both irons.
然后两块铁都被磨刃了。 But
how do we sharpen each other this way?
可是我们怎么样彼此相磨呢?
How do I sharpen our brothers and sisters?
我怎么样相磨我跟我的弟兄姊妹彼此相磨呢?
Bear each other's burden.
就是为个人的重担彼此负担。
When we bear others' burden, we sharpen each other.
当我们彼此背负各自的重担，我们就是铁磨铁。
When we lay down our life for our brothers,
当我们为弟兄舍命的时候
，we sharpen each other.
我们就是彼此铁磨铁。
That's the way we sharpen each other.
这就是我们如何彼此铁磨铁。
It's not about teaching.
不是如此彼此教导。
No amount of teaching can sharpen any of us.
没有任何的教导可以让我们彼此铁相磨。
It's when a brother or a sister has a burden.
当我们有一个弟兄姊妹对一些一件事情有负担的时候。
And you take up his burden.
然后你就背负他的负担。
And you sharpen this brother and this brother sharpen you at the same time.
然后这个弟兄就用像铁一样磨你，你也像铁一样磨他。
When is something happening?
有些事情发生了。
There's no way out.
你怎么样也无路可出。
The only way is for you to lay down your life.
你只可以把命舍下。
If you do that.
如果你这样做的话。
If you lay down your life for your brothers.
如果你为弟兄舍命。
You sharpen your brothers.
你就像铁磨铁一样磨了你的弟兄。
At the same time, your brothers sharpen you.
同时，你的弟兄也铁磨铁磨了你。
You provoke one another to love.
你就触动彼此相爱。
Church is a house of God.
教会是神的家。
And the atmosphere of the house is love.
这个家的气氛就是爱。
We need to stimulate one another for love.
我们需要彼此相顾，激发爱心。
Not forsaking our assembling together.
不可停止聚会。
The word church means calling out.
教会的原文翻译就是说把那些人呼召出来。
And calling out to assemble together.
呼召大家聚在一起。
This is called church.
那就是教会。
So by definition, the church has to gather together.
所以照字面的定义，教会必须是要有人聚在。
So we see in the chapter 2 of Acts.
就像使徒行传第二章所记载。
All those who believe gather together in one place.
信的人都在一处。
They break the bread from house to house.
且在家中擘饼。
They share everything together.
凡物共用。
They were like a big family.
就像一个大家庭一样。
Brothers and sisters, on one hand, we are in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们当时在基督里面。
We are one in Christ.
我们是在基督里面合一。
But on the other hand, we are aliens and strangers on this earth.
可是，在另外一方面来讲，我们在世上也是外人，也是客旅。
Therefore, we cannot be alone.
所以我们不能独处。
We need one another.
我们彼此需要大家。
I remember about 30 years ago, I came to Houston.
我记得三十年前我来到休斯顿。
I was a stranger.
我是一个外人。
I was an alien.
我是一个客旅。
I'm really an alien. My visa says I'm alien.
我真的是外国人，因为我的那个护照不是美国护照。
And there's no relative here.
我没有任何的亲人。
No friends.
我在这里也没有朋友。
No one I know.
我这里举目无亲。
I really understand what does it mean by alien and strangers.
我真的明白什么叫做外人跟客旅。
But I found a home in Houston.
可是我在休斯顿。找到一个家。
And every Friday night, I went to the Bible study.
每个礼拜五晚上我就去查
经。It's just like home.
就像家一样。
It's no different from Taiwan.
就跟台湾没有任何分别。
Even though we don't know, I don't know those brothers and sisters, but it feels like home.
我对那些弟兄姊妹一点都不了解，可是就像家一样。
So we cannot forsake the assembling together.
所以我们不可停止聚会。
If we truly see ourselves as alien and strangers, then we will never forsake assembling together.
如果我们真的看自己为外人为客旅的话，我们绝对不会停止聚会。
We are to meet next month in San Antonio.
我们下个月会在圣东安尼哥相聚。
It is such a precious time for saints to gather together this way. I think many of you are father and mothers. You know how happy you are when your children coming home. You knew how happy you are when all your children sit on the dinner table together with you. And this is the same way the father will be so joyful to see his household together together this way. So we should not forsake assembling together. We are to encourage one another. This word encourage is a common, very common word. But this word in Greek has this meaning. This word means that you come alongside and to help and to comfort and to strengthen.
在原文里面有这个来到你的旁边，帮给你力量，加添你的安慰。
This is encouragement.
这就是劝勉。
Encouragement is not by word.
劝勉不只是单单用话语。
Encouragement is come alongside.
劝勉是来到你的身旁。
To the one that needs encouragement.
来到需要帮助的人的身旁。
So you come alongside.
所以你来到他的旁边。
Then you aid, you strength, you comfort.
你给他帮助，给他力量，给他安慰。
This is encouragement.
这就是劝勉。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you, what is the best way to encourage a runner to continue to run?
弟兄姊妹，我问你一个问题，你怎么样可以劝勉一个跑步的人继续跑步呢？
You will say, "Well, go, go, go."
你会说继续吧。
You will shout as loud as you can.
你大声的呼喊。
But the best way is just to run alongside with him. And he's very tired.
虽然他很疲乏,
and you run with him.
可是你跟他一起跑,
and let's go a little bit.
你就跟他说你再跑一点,
you can do it.
你可以做到的,
you are doing okay.
你做得不错,
it's coming close.
就快到了,
let's try a little bit harder.
再跑一下,
this is the best way to encourage someone.
这就是最好劝勉人的方法,
just come alongside.
你可以来到他的旁边,
we're in a long race together today.
我们在一个很长的竞赛当中,
every one of us is in this race.
我们每一个人都在这个竞赛当中,
how do we encourage one another to run?
我们怎么样彼此劝勉?
By not giving up yourself.
就是第一,
are you giving up?
你放弃了没有?
Do not give up. Giving up on this race is a discouragement to others.
你如果在这个竞赛当中放弃的话, 你就是, 让其他人灰心。
We will continue to run.
我们要继续奔跑。
With our brothers and sisters.
和弟兄姊妹一起奔跑。
Who are also running.
他们也在奔跑。
Everyone encourage one another.
所以我们大家彼此劝勉。
I knew we have many babies in our assembly.
我们知道我们当中很多婴孩。
And recently, all of a sudden we have many babies.
突然之间我们当中又多了很多的婴孩。
As we consider whether that we will go to the conference, then the babies and the issues.
当我们想我们要不要去夏令会的时候，我们想到这个婴孩的这个问题。
Brothers and sisters, we need to encourage one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要彼此劝勉。
You know, I have a child, the birthday is end of March.
我有一个孩子, 他的生日是3月底。
So if a child was born end of March,
如果孩子是在3月底生的话,
how old will he be by the time we have conference?
夏令会的时候他几个月大?
It's about 2 months old, right?
他才不过2个月大。
So brother and sister, it's okay to take a 2 months old to the conference.
弟兄姊妹，你可以带两你两个月大的婴孩去。
So if your baby is older than 2 months, it's okay.
如果你的婴孩已经超过2个月的话，是没有。
As young as 2 months, it went fine.
我那个婴孩才2个月，也是没问题。
So I can encourage up to 2 months old.
I hope that someone has taken a 1 month old baby to the conference. If you have taken a 1 month old to the conference, you can encourage everybody else. Brothers and sisters, we just need to encourage one another.
弟兄姊妹,
it is okay.
这是可以的.
Grace is sufficient.
神的恩典是够我们用的.
Encouragement is not a gift.
劝勉并不是一个恩赐.
Everyone is to encourage one another.
我们每一个人都必须要彼此劝勉.
By encouraging one another,
当我们彼此劝勉的时候,
we stimulate each other to love.
然后我们就可以激发爱心.
This is third exhortation, an exhortation of love.
这就是第三个劝勉, 关于爱心的劝勉.
Brothers and sisters, we're so grateful that we still have the day called today.
弟兄姊妹,
as long as we have a day, we need to encourage one another.
我们趁还有今日,
how do we encourage one another?
我们如此彼此劝勉呢?
We come alongside.
我们就来到人的旁边,
and say, consider our Lord Jesus.
思想我们的主耶稣,
the high priest, the apostle, and the high priest of our confessions. We will encourage our brother to draw near.
我们, 劝勉我们的弟兄来到他的面前.
We have a high priest.
我们有一个大祭司.
He is able.
他是能成就这事的.
The blood of Jesus is effective.
他宝血是蛮有功效的.
We will come alongside.
我们来到弟兄的旁边.
We will say you to hold fast the confession of our hope.
我们说我们要坚守我们所承认的指望.
Our hope is not earthly.
我们的指望不在今生.
Our hope is heavenly.
我们的指望是在天上.
Our hope cannot be shaken.
我们的指望不自动摇.
Let's let go of things which can be shaken.
所以那些可以被震动的事情我们就放弃吧.
And we come alongside.
然后我们来到弟兄的旁边.
We bear each other's burden.
我们彼此背负重担.
We lay down our lives for our brothers.
我们为弟兄舍命.
We encourage others this way.
我们彼此相劝.
I would like to close by reading a verse in Zephaniah.
我要结束的时候，我要用引用西番雅书的一段话。
Zephaniah chapter 2.
西番雅书第二章。
Verse 1 and 2.
第一到第二节。
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
西番雅书第二章第一跟第二节。
All right. Gather yourselves together. Yes, gather, O nation, without shame. Before the decree takes effect, the day passes like the chaff. Before the burning anger of the Lord comes upon you.
不知羞耻的国民啊，你们应当聚集，趁命令没有发出，日子过去如风前的糠。耶和华的烈怒没为临到你。 他发怒的日子为道已先.
Brothers and sisters, the day drawing very near.
弟兄姊妹，日子真的是临近了.
And the coming shaking is at the doorstep.
这个将来的这个, 震动已经在门外.
And things which can be shaken, and things which cannot be shaken, need to be clearly separated.
可以被震动的跟不可被震动的要很分别的分开.
And before this day, let's treasure each time we gather together.
在这日期发生之前, 我们必须要宝贝每一次的, 相聚的机会.
Before the decree will take effect.
趁命令还没有发出的时候.
Before the day will pass like a chaff.
日子过去如糠前的, 风前的糠.
Before the burning anger of the Lord will come upon this earth.
趁耶和华的烈怒没临到你门前.
Let's treasure each and every gathering we have in Christ.
我们每一次在基督里面的聚集，让我们都大家大大的珍视.
You know, two or three weeks from now, we will be gathering in San Antonio.
在两三个礼拜之后，我们又会在San Antonio 相聚。
We don't know whether we can gather next year.
我们不知道明年还有没有相聚的机会。
Maybe the day will come between now and then.
可能他来的日子就是在这一次的聚会跟下一次的聚会。
Let's prepare our heart for this time.
让我们围着这一次的聚会预备我们的心。
May the Lord's purpose fulfill in this gathering.
让主的旨意能够成全。
Let's prepare our heart for it.
让我们的心预备整齐。
And let's seek the Lord.
让我们一起寻求主。
And seek the humility and righteousness.
谦卑跟公义寻求。
Because the day drawing near.
因为日子真的是临近了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that we still have the day called today. We can encourage one another.
父神，我们感谢还有今日，感谢你。
Pray the Holy Spirit will take this word and seal into our heart.
我们祈求圣灵把这些话语继续说在我们心中。
May this word become a calling to us.
让这些话语成为一个呼召。
An exhortation. An encouragement to all of us.
这些话语对我们可以有勉励的功用。
To come to the high priest.
让我们都能来到大祭司的面前。
And to hold fast him as the hope of our soul.
坚守我们的大祭司像我们的指望一样。
And stimulate each others to love.
然后彼此激发爱心。
Father, we treasure this time together.
父神啊，我们珍惜相聚的时日。
We pray that you will grant us your grace and mercy each time we gather this way.
每一次我们相聚，我们希望你有更大的怜悯跟恩惠。
Give us that revelation about the meaning of this gathering.
给我们看到这个夏令会的启示。
So that none of us will forsake the assembling together.
让我们没有人会停止聚会。
We thank you for this time.
我们围着上面的时间感谢你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.